and we are talking about Gloria. So set in the buzzing headquarters of a New York magazine, Gloria is a dark comedy play all about the cutthroat nature of office politics. And I am joined by an actor in the show, Rowan Witt, who plays Dean, to tell us a little bit more about the show. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Well, thank you. So this play is set in what seems like a really high pressure environment. Can you give us a bit of a rundown on the office space and what kind of stuff goes on there?
Oof, yeah. You're absolutely right. It's a pretty cutthroat industry. It follows the assistants to the editors of this magazine, a bit like The New Yorker, and their scrabble to the top, I guess. And it's, everyone's highly caffeinated. There's a lot of kind of infighting and secret book proposals that they don't want each other to know about. And one thing leads to another. And stuff gets real.
Yeah. Do you know, so this is written by a New York writer.
Yeah.
Did they have a personal experience in this?
They did, yeah. So it's written by Brandon Jacobs Jenkins, who is this kind of the wunderkind of the New York theatre scene at the moment. And he's super young. And before he became a playwright, he worked in The New Yorker. And so my character that I play, Dean, is kind of based off... of him. He claims that the play doesn't mirror his experiences at The New Yorker for obvious reasons when you see the play. But it's very heavily influenced by his time there, for sure. Yeah.
So you play Dean. Can you tell us a little bit more about what Dean's like?
Yeah, so Dean is an assistant to the head editor called Nan, who's the literary editor of the magazine. And the inciting incident for the play, I guess, is Dean is the only person who goes to a rather sad housewarming that someone else in the office had, and that person is Gloria, and she's the office freak, I guess, is how she's described. She's kind of a really quiet, mousy lady who has spent her entire career saving up for this house, and she throws a house party with catering and a bartender, and no one turns up except for Dean, who's my character. And it's kind of the ripple effect that happens after that in the kind of the next day in the office. Mm.
So Gloria, that character you just mentioned also is the title of the play.
Yes.
What is that all about?
Yeah, well, without revealing too much, because it is quite, there's a lot of twists and turns in the show. It's quite surprising.
No spoilers.
There are a bunch of, he's such a clever playwright. So Gloria I'm trying to pick my words very carefully. So, for one, it's the name of the character. For two, the show was originally titled Gloria or Ambition, and the play deals a lot with ambition, but also kind of the glory that comes from it. So there's that kind of play on words. The piece is roughly inspired by a Bach, a piece by J.S. Bach, called Gloria.
That makes sense.
There's a lot of that.
Yeah. So intense workplace dynamics are definitely something that we all have to deal with some point or another.
Oh, yeah.
Has there been any moments where you've drawn parallels between the plot line and your own experiences?
Yes, of course. Yes, absolutely. I think everyone, when they come and see the show, and also everyone who's working in the show, like, oh my God, I know those people. I know that person. I've met him. Or we've had a lot of people, it's kind of set in a little office booth. So there are those little cubicles. And our amazing set and costume designers have put in so much detail with Starbucks coffee cups with people's names spelt wrong on them, or like little inspirational posters. And, you know, there's so much detail. And we've had a lot of audience members come out afterwards and talking to us being like, that's exactly like my cubicle. That's what it looks like. And a bunch of people being like, this is too real. This has been too real. So, yeah.
What kind of takeaway would you like audiences had from the experience of watching Gloria?
Good question. It's I think the main takeaway is being aware of who you're surrounding yourself with in your life, and knowing those people, and really asking yourself if you care about these people. I think in today's like post-truth, art of the deal society, we're very focused inward. Even kind of self-help stuff is very much kind of inward focused, about like, you're the best, your happiness matters, no one else matters. And social media and the way corporations are structured really, really foster that. And I think this play asks everyone, is that really the best way forward? Yeah.
Sounds like a great commentary.
Yeah, it's such a it's a really multi-layered piece, and it's very, very funny and really dark and clever. Yeah, I've had such a great time working on it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking to us more about it on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Not a problem.